Welcome to the family here on Purple Mafia. I'm your host, Paladino Joey, or Joey Awajan. Purple Mafia is available on all of your favorite podcasting apps and featuring Spotify, at least for the moment. Spotify for podcasters, so definitely encourage you to use the Spotify app, download and listen to that the show on that one. But you're welcome to use any app you want, and we'll see how things go in the next... maybe I'll have some kind of crazy announcement coming up in the next week, 2 weeks, 2 months, whatever the heck. But it won't be too crazy, but it'll be something. I don't know. Or nothing will happen. You know, it's one of those deals. But thank you once and always for downloading and listening to this show. It is a great pleasure to be back on board with you once again today. Yeah, it's been 3 months. It's been a hiatus. I just kind of shut down from football after the draft. I tend to do that. Usually no news is good news for the most part, unless we make some kind of cool trade or, you know, something like that. But that cool trade never really happened at the end of the day. And there was a little bit of not so good news for a minute, but at least that individual player that we're going to be one of the feature presentations of the day, the show today, is looking awfully good in training camp. I tend to kind of step away from training camp shows as well. It just kind of is what it is. I'm a busy person. A lot of you understand that, I hope. It just kind of is what it is, but I still love the game, love doing the podcast, and it's kind of been this way for years. It is, once again, the annual Tying Up Loose Ends. This is the 2023 edition of Tying Up Loose Ends. So, yes, that means it's the first week or so of August, which is tradition, just kind of keeping up. Catching up with everything. This should be a one-segment shot. That's probably what it's going to be. It's going to be kind of like a combination of fan interaction and news. Again, just getting caught up with everything, kind of emptying the mailbag and catching up with news along the way, trying to keep it reasonably in chronological order with NFL Network flashing around in the background. I guess it's right now a replay of the Hall of Fame game, the Jets and the Cleveland Browns. So football is back, kind of, sort of. But of course, like I always say, it's like, you know, it's like, after a 3 month hiatus, it's like stuff is starting to come back to life within me, but it doesn't completely come back until about, you know, week one of the NFL season. And of course, the week before, usually or so, I try to get out the season preview where I have all kinds of, you know, predictions coming into the season, including the Minnesota Vikings win-loss record. I may or may not even kind of go over that a tiny bit today, but yep, preseason football is 4 days away for us. On the 10th coming up, so that's always nice. Preseason football is fun. Thursday night, all that cool stuff. Seattle Seahawks in a preseason game. Interesting. Tennessee Titans on Saturday, August the 19th, pardon me. The first one in Seattle on NFL Network. The second one is Tennessee. I guess we're hosting it, yeah, right? And then Saturday, a week later, August 26th, Arizona at noon and all that good stuff. So, yep, Saturday night, the 7 o'clock on August 19th. So this is kind of tradition, say like if it's a Saturday and say I'm swimming in the New Hope Aquatic Center, it's like, oh, preseason football is going to be on tonight. Wow, that's crazy. So unfortunately, the first game won't be that case. Last year it was. But it's just kind of like, wow, still swimming in a public pool and we're already talking about football. Summer goes too fast. And that's one of the reasons why I step away, because summer goes fast. Even though I don't like heat and humidity, I like being able to swim and all that stuff. And plus, I'm dead tired from doing lawns and my regular job and all that. So that kind of explains the reason for my hiatus. That's kind of what the reason is. And of course, there wasn't any major news. Like years ago, we had Dennis Green pass away on us, kind of close to my birthday, if I remember correctly. That must have been 2018, or was it 16? It's been a while. And then 2021, if I remember correctly, it was, or was it just last year? My brain's just stopping. I apologize. I believe it was just last year, June 22, Jerry Burns passed away. And then, of course, in this past winter, yep, we had Bud Grant die as well. So, yep, we lost a lot of coaches, unfortunately, that were all of them were still alive and kicking. So here I go kind of going off into strange places, and I apologize. Again, season opener is Sunday, September the 10th in U.S. Bank Stadium, CBS. So opening up on CBS, interesting, at noon. Interesting, even though it's an NFC game. So, all right. Fun how that tends to bounce around and such. So let's get to the catch-up. And also another weird thing that happened during the course of, since the last show, Twitter, you mean Post X or X Post or X? It still says twitter.com, though, which is nice. So twitter.com/Purple Mafia Show or @Purple Mafia Show, X-post or repost post. It's not called tweet anymore. Sure, it's like a black image with kind of like an outlined X. Sure, I have no idea other than, I guess, Elon Musk and SpaceX is the only explanation. The only explanation I can come up with X. Sure, nothing else has really changed, just the terminology and the logo. So at least you can post. Yeah, that changed. It's not called tweet anymore. It's called post. Why don't you just keep the word tweet? Is there anything wrong with that? Because it's unique. Post, that's Facebook, right? Facebook post, so now it's called X. Okay, fine, it's X post. It's very exposing, isn't it? Very exposing. Okay, yeah, I think you get my jokes here, and they're probably not that funny. Sorry, late May. There was conversation about Dante Culpepper being the second best quarterback in Vikings history. And I was saying, for those of you that think Dante Culpepper is the second best quarterback in Vikings history, you tend to forget he was a turnover machine. Like 2001, it was like, this isn't the same guy that he was in 2000 when he was freaking awesome. And then 2022, he had more turnovers than some teams. Didn't he have like 40 turnovers that year or something? He fumbled the ball about as often as you might, like, I don't know, I don't even know what to think about. About as often as people maybe, I don't know, stand up and sit down in a day. I don't know. I don't want to get to anything weird or inappropriate or nasty or anything like that. It's just 40 freaking turnovers. It's just, God, stop fumbling the ball, damn it. You know, figure something out, will you? Response from Ed Martin, coming out of Northern Scotland, says, well said, and with a clapping emoji. I believe there were a couple other responses. Dave Hickey says, agreed. Again, Dave coming in out of Iowa, of course. Legendary. Both of these guys are legendary Purple Mafia posters and contributors over the years. Pardon me, I'm getting hot as hell in here. It's very humid outside, even though it's not that warm. Dave Hickey says, agreed. He also had Reed. I like what you did there. I don't know if you meant to, but agreed he also had Reed. Carter and Moss. So most of his passes, him being Dante Culpepper, were just thrown up for grabs, which they did catch, and Dante had little hands that couldn't hold onto the ball. Exactly. He fumbled way too much. Travis Littlehorn, what is this response with? Oh, okay, yes, it's a tiny hand high-fiving a different hand. Yep, I get it. Yep, where he's making fun of Dante's little hands and the damn fumbles. Yeah, it was... This is the weirdest thing, because Dante was a monster of a human being, wasn't he? Wasn't he built like a linebacker? And he was like 6'5". Like, linebackers usually aren't 6'5". He was almost built like a defensive end. Almost. And yet he had tiny hands. Strange. Strange. Because I know there was a shorter guy in my class many years ago. He was shorter. Not that short, but short enough. I hope it's okay to say his name. Nathan Kingdom. Had huge hands. Huge. He was about 5'9 when he's an adult. 5'9", 5'10". Once he was done growing, you know. Huge hands. So it's like, well, there you go. Like, he could palm the basketball like it was like, well, it's not that hard, Joey. I could barely palm it because I have large, but Nathan Kingdom had extra large, like what you'd call extra large when you put on gloves. So at least I'm large hands, but they're not, they weren't as big as Nathan Kingdom's. Let's leave it at that. That's the end of my X post, X, whatever the X it is. I have no Xing idea what the X this X is, but it's replaced Twitter, even though it still is Twitter, but it's X, and it says twitter.com, but it's X. At least I got to have a little humor with that for a minute there, because it's the darndest thing I've ever seen in my life. It was just random. I didn't even realize it, and all of a sudden one day, like, Twitter's updating on the now aging, well, we won't call it old yet, Samsung 22 Plus, right? Samsung Galaxy 22 Plus, because it's like the mid-grade, if you know what I mean. All of a sudden, it just said X instead of Twitter, and I'm like, what? So, yeah, that's kind of how I learned about it. I thought I remembered hearing something, but it just kind of, you know how stuff goes over your head? You're kind of halfway paying attention, and you're like, you know, whatever. You're just kind of halfway paying attention, like, what are they talking about? Oh, it's okay, I'll figure it out when the time comes. I figured it out, I guess. Anyway, Facebook.com, before that gets changed to, I don't know, it kind of already is something else called Meta, sort of. Is that Instagram? Is it Meta? I don't know. It's all one big creepy family. I'm not going to call it happy. It's creepy. Facebook.com/Purple Mafia Show. Let's try to do that. Unfortunately, video game flashback. I don't know if that one's ever going to say hashtag, forward slash video game flashback, but we'll see. What was I talking about? Okay, that was before the last show. So let's get to the Facebook post. It was just kind of a post of the most recent show. And of course, again, we'll get to the news updates as we, you know, screw around here. It's just kind of, again, a combination of emptying the mailbag. That's why we call it tying up loose ends. Empty the mailbag and catch up to the new hoo-hoo-hoo-hoos and talk a little bit about training camp. Purple Mafia Episode 401, Draft Review 2023. That's how long it's been. May 3rd, folks. So, again, it's been 3 months and 3 days since the last episode of Purple Mafia. That is one of my bigger hiatuses, but not as big as the year I got married. And we just recently, just minutes ago, basically, celebrated our anniversary. So, yeah, the year I got married, everything really shut down because right after that, there was other stuff going on that slowed it down. We'll not get into that. Nothing bad, just different things happening. For some reason, I posted a purple heart. I think it was a response to what Mark Carlson said. Jay Mason, Chase Carlson, get up to date. And then Mark said, now playing and really appreciate you there. Mark responded, has a nice post here saying, that was a great show. And again, Mark coming in out of Iowa, of course. Yep. Iraq one veteran. That was a great show. Thank you for the time you have invested in the draft. And that was fun. Yep, I'll admit that was fun doing that. I am always confused by our team's choices. Remember that year when they drafted a punter? Yeah. Yep. And then he ended up being the best punter in the league. And we cut him 3 games into his career. And he wound up being the best punter in the league because Mike Zimmer and whoever else was at Prefer were not up to the challenge of, you know, like doing a minor mechanic change. That's what it turned out becoming. And he wound up being the best punter. That wasn't the punter. Sorry, that was a field goal kicker, Carlson. Sorry, I'm losing my mind. We did draft a punter. Was it Eddie Johnson? I think it was Eddie Johnson. I think there was another one, too, along the way. But, yeah, Eddie Johnson a while back, too. Sorry for my confusion. It was the kicker, Daniel Carlson, not punter. Sorry. Anyhow, and it was brought up in this year's live broadcast. The Vikings once lost a selection that they let time expire. That was Kevin Williams. Yep, Ryan Sims. A lot of us liked Ryan Sims, but we liked, apparently the Vikings liked Kevin Williams more. And he ended up being a great player. Fantastic. But it was pretty stupid the way we went about it. And it did cause a bit of a rift at the beginning of the relationship with Kevin Williams and the Vikings. Because it's like, hey, you wanted to take me at 7th, so why not pay me as a 7th overall pick? Vikings ended up taking him 9th, which was just the strangest, darndest thing that could ever happen. Because we just took too long. Just imagine that happening, you know. You think, yeah, that might happen in some goofy fantasy draft. But NFL, the NFL draft. Ooh, yeah, weird. Anyhow, Mark Carlson continues, says, also, I agree with you about the draft and all the nonsense hype. Yeah. Just make the announcement, please. I do not watch the draft because of all the celebrities who come on stage or the non-celebrities either. Just show the highlights and introduce the selections. Yes. Yes, it is so tiring. All this, now that I have this platform, blah, blah, blah. Platform this, platform, blah, blah. People are turning sports into a platform, and I'm tired of it. You know, it's, if you want to have a platform, maybe go on individual shows that people have a choice to listen to that might not be, like, the actual sport, like, right now watching it. That's okay. But to just, you know, make a spectacle of every dang thing you do, I get tired of it. I do, you know? Or Travis Kelce making the biggest jerk of all time of himself, which made me lose any respect I had left for the guy. I can't stand him. Anyhow, next. Sorry. I must add that I lived in Jordan Addison's hometown for a few years. Whoa. You should also know, outside the high school is a large statue of old number 44, Chuck Foreman. Very interesting. As Frederick Maryland... was his, okay, Frederick Maryland was his hometown too. Let's just hope that Addison is as prolific as Foreman, but with a better sense of direction. Yep, I think I know what you mean there. Addison, yeah, direction. Sense of direction. Yep, we'll catch up with that in a minute. He was maybe going the right direction, but the way he was going about it. We'll get back to that, sorry. Yep, so somebody did die, but I didn't do a show. I maybe could have, but, obviously it's too far back in the past. Joe Capp, he was the quarterback of the Minnesota Vikings during the year the Vikings went to the Super Bowl in 1969, ultimately in January 1970, Super Bowl IV, when the Vikings lost to the Kansas City Chiefs, unfortunately. The only quarterback to lead teams to the Rose Bowl, Grey Cup, and Super Bowl. Joe Capp was a very nice quarterback, obviously, but it was a different game. Guys threw a million interceptions. It was almost like a punch, basically. Like, oh well, it's just an interception. Things happen. But very competitive, very tough guy. More talent than he probably got credit for. Helped the Vikings get to the 1969 Super Bowl, and a lot of people would agree that was easily the most likely Super Bowl the Vikings should have won, and the Vikings were favored by 18. But unfortunately, that was the beginning of the Minnesota Vikings, heartbreak for the fan base. But regardless, Joe Capp, because I don't want to make light of him or turn it into a negative conversation. I mean, the guy overachieved, plain and simple. The guy was an overachiever, did a wonderful job, and God bless him. It's a crying shame. So he had dementia issues the last few years. 85 years of age, Joe Capp. We will give him a moment of silence. God bless Joe Capp. Mark Carlson says, sad news, very sad, and I did not know he was suffering dementia. Yep, super leader and a great man. Yeah, it's absolutely true. I thought I clicked on something, so apologize again. My hiatus must have been in full force at the time. And plus, I was probably working when I posted that, so that might be why I didn't even click like. I'm sorry, guys. Why is it doing that? Every time I click on something, the screen just drops. Kind of weird, but yeah, Joe Capp, yeah, he was definitely a leader, and that's part of being a quarterback. So, like, let's go, guys, let's get this done. They got it done. They really did. Very impressive. It's just a damn shame they lost, the schedule has been released, but I'm more interested in actually winning the games versus who we're playing and when. That was my comment. I was probably in a bad mood that I was posting that, and also, again, the way people get all, there's the schedule. Let's win, though. I want to win, and I want to win the playoffs even more than the regular season. Tanae Brown coming in out of New Zealand says, looks like the end of the year is the best time to try to get a holiday in Minneapolis in. Only back-to-back home games. Okay, so I see what you mean. Yep, the back-to-back home games. Yep, we'll get back to that in a second. Mark Carlson says, that's crazy. Why wait till the end of the season to play the Lions twice? Yeah, it's kind of dumb. That is kind of dumb. Why? That's dumb. It's because it's all there. Yeah, that's going to be really interesting. That's going to be a very interesting trio of games. And also that season finale at Detroit is to be decided the time. At Cincinnati is also a flexible one. It's a flex type of game, December 17th. Maybe they're saying that could be a Sunday night game because that's why it's TBD. Interesting. Very, very interesting. I'll read off the schedule super fast just to kind of for the heck of it here. Sunday, we open up the season with the Nooner on September the 10th, and then right away have to go to Philadelphia on a Thursday night, September 14th. What the heck? 7:15 there, Thursday night football, TNF or whatever the heck they call it. Sunday Nooner, Los Angeles Chargers. So the first Nooner is at Minnesota, the second one is also at Minnesota, and then to Carolina on October 1st at noon. Sunday, October 8th, Kansas City hosting at 3:25, so second group there. So Sunday the 15th, another Nooner at Chicago. Cool. A lot of our Chicago games end up on like Halloween or something, haven't you noticed, or like Monday Night Football. But okay, so at Chicago at noon. Interesting. Shades of the Dwayne Washington pick six way back in 94. One of those Nooner games, if I remember correctly. Hosting the San Francisco 49ers in Monday Night Football. On ESPN. Cool. That sounds like a fun one. At Green Bay, happy Halloween, I guess, on October the 29th at noon. Cool. I kind of like those Nooner Green Bays, especially if it's later in the year. A little bit, you get that dark blue sky, unless it's gray and stuff, but we'll see. Sunday, November the 5th, Nooner at Atlanta. So back-to-back road games there. Sunday, November the 12th. New Orleans, Nooner, host in U.S. Bank Stadium, Sunday, 7:20. So here's your NBC game for sure. The Denver Broncos in Denver. Interesting there with the guy that has a big mouth, and everybody's heard about that the past week. I have nothing to add to it, just other than Sean Payton, shut the hell up, I guess. Monday, November 27th, but also maybe other people get over it, move on. I don't know. Hackett could have been better. he could have. Monday Night Football. So you go from Sunday night to Monday night the next week. Chicago. So there's your Monday Night Chicago in U.S. Bank Stadium. Classic. Bye week. So after Thanksgiving and all that, bye week. So I believe the 27th is probably after Thanksgiving as well. So bye week into early December. Interesting. That's kind of late in the season, but okay, fine. It's better to have it later than early, I suppose. Sunday, December the 10th. Unfortunately, fall cleanups will probably be done by then. So it would have been nice to have it during the fall cleanup season. Sunday, December the 10th at Las Vegas. Ooh, for the first time, the Vikings are heading to Las Vegas, I believe. That's just to the Super Bowl next. We'll see. 3:05, second group. Sunday, December the 17th, to be decided, at Cincinnati. Hosting Detroit, Nooner on Christmas Eve. That's right, Christmas Eve. And then Sunday, hosting the Green Bay Packers, New Year's Eve. Sunday night, New Year's Eve. Interesting. That could end up being very happy or a massive disaster. Right there at Detroit. Time to be decided on Sunday, Jan 7th, depending on its importance. Maybe it's for the division. We'll see. Pretty good chance of that. We'll see how Jordan Love turns out. I mean, Aaron Rodgers is on the screen right now with a hat on and a microphone a little bit helping out. So good for him. Aaron Rodgers of the New York Jets. Yeah, that's what's going on. Back to the Facebook page if humanly possible. So that's the game. So I got to talk about them on the show for a second. Oh, should I pick wins and losses? I don't know. I could maybe do it now and then do another one in the regular season show. See if it changes. So, Tampa, the Vikings win that one. The Vikings lose at Philadelphia. 1-1. Vikings beat the Chargers 2-1. Carolina, I'd like to believe the Vikings win that. 3-1. I would love to see the Vikings beat Kansas City, but I'm going to go with 3-2. At Chicago, Vikings are going to do well against the Bears this year, I'd like to believe. 4-2 for the Vikings. San Francisco hosting them in U.S. Bank Stadium. Golden opportunity for the Vikings to make some kind of a statement. What would our record be here? That was six games. Yep, 4-2. 5-2, believe it or not. At Green Bay, I would hope the Vikings can take care of business, but it might not work out. 6-3. At Atlanta, 7-3. Hosting New Orleans, 8-3. To Denver, 8-4. Hosting the Bears, 9-4. Vikings will sweep the Bears bye week. At Vegas, who's their quarterback? Jimmy Garoppolo, if he doesn't stub his toe again or something. The guy gets injured breathing. It's ridiculous. What did I have us at? 9-4? Win. 10-4. Vikings win. Maybe I'm a little too optimistic here. I think so. But then the last four games, it could be a... We might end up finishing 10-10 and whatever the heck the record would be. 7. Cincinnati at Cincinnati is not going to be a win. 10-5. Hosting Detroit will be 11-5. Hosting Green Bay should be a win. This sounds very optimistic. It really does. It should be a win, but I already was losing there, so 12-5, I guess. And then at Detroit, 12-6. What am I doing? That doesn't sound like the right math. Regardless, yeah, I think the Vikings finished 12-5 at the end of the day. I think I have it right, or it'll be 11-7. 11-6, pardon me. I think the Vikings go 11-6. That's my initial, sorry for the bouncing back and forth here. 11-6 will be my initial prediction. At least I'll go with losses. Philadelphia loss. Kansas City, that's 2. Green Bay, 3. Denver, 4. Cincinnati, 5. Detroit, 6. Vikings will finish 11-6 with my initial prediction. We'll see if it stays the same going into the next show. Sorry for the back and forth there. Football Hall of Famer, civil rights advocate and actor, died Thursday, one of six players to win 3 NFL MVP awards, and it didn't even say the guy's name. Here it is. Yep, Hall of Famer Jim Brown dies at 87. Hall of Famer Jim Brown, he's the one that retired pretty early to become an actor. My dad actually got him messed up with, I think O.J. Simpson. I think it was O.J. Simpson. O.J. Simpson did become an actor for a while. And then, yeah, I don't know. A long debate there about what really took place on June 12th, 1994. Most people think it's cut and dry that O.J. did it, and only O.J. did it, and he's the only one who could have done it. I don't know. We'll leave that where it is. That's maybe for freedom of thought or something. Next one, NFL revises unpopular rule in regard to game day rosters. I believe that's where you can have up to 3 quarterbacks, right? Yeah. Yep. NFL to allow 3 active quarterbacks on game day without roster penalty. Yeah, I like that. I think it's only fair because things happen. Funny things can happen. And it's good to have at least that next backup in line. Obviously, catastrophic injuries can happen, and then weird stuff can go wrong. I can remember when, was it San Francisco had to put, what's his name back in there? And it was hopeless in the NFC title game. Brock Purdy, that was, I mean, he was throwing the ball with, like, no tendon, like, because it was, like, hurt. It was like a Tommy John type of thing. Like, that's weird, you know? He had to just hand the ball off, like, 50 times. Funny how that's who they're showing right there. That's Brock Purdy. Because that's kind of a good reason to do that. Free agent Adrian Peterson linked to an NFC team. Who was that again? That was May 23rd. That's kind of a long time ago. Well, he never got signed. Heck with it. The Dallas Cowboys. I think that's who it was. Yeah. And of course, he'd like to play with the Cowboys. Wasn't that kind of his team? So, yeah, good for him. I don't know. That was only May 24th? Ex-Vikes part owner gets 6 years in AAF scam. Yeah, this would be Reggie Fowler, who we thought was going to be the first black NFL owner. That's really too bad, you know. And he seemed like a pretty cool guy right before Wilf. And there was some kind of financial issue. And then he did wind up being a minority owner at the end of the day, which is totally fine. I mean, because Ziggy Wilf was going to be basically a minority owner. But he was basically a backup plan in case maybe, you know, things went awry. Not because anybody was doubting Reggie Fowler, but probably because there's a possibility. I forget what the reason was, other than, yeah, something with his finances didn't add up. So it's like there was a backup plan, and that would be the New Yorker, Ziggy Wilf. The New Jersey guy, anyway. Ziggy Wilf was kind of like the backup plan. And that way, all that group of owners, because there's always a main guy and then a bunch of minority owners. There's always the big, big main guy. And that was it was going to be Reggie, but it wound up being Ziggy. And unfortunately now, Reggie Fowler. Oh, what the heck? Jeez, my goodness, man. Chandler, Arizona was sentenced in Manhattan federal court to 6 years and 3 months in prison and was ordered to forfeit $740 million and pay restitution of $53 million. So he must have made a hell of a lot of money. It was a cryptocurrency scam. Interesting. Wow. Like how Denny Hecker got, 7 years or something? He went from hundreds of millions to, like, 18. He's out of prison now. Denny Hecker, the Denny Hecker guarantee. He's worth 18 million versus hundreds. Obviously, I'd still take 18, but what a difference. And, yeah, so Reggie Fowler, obviously, yeah, 700 million is not going to be enough to buy an NFL team in this day and age. Obviously, you'd have to have a group anyway. But still, it looks like he really made a lot more money over the course of time. But unfortunately, apparently there was a significant scam, though. $700 million cryptocurrency scam. Forfeit $740 million and pay restitution of $53. So that's like $800 million right there. Oh, man. Jeez. In 2005, Reggie Fowler tried to buy the Vikings and then became a minority owner before his involvement with the team ended in 2014. So right around when Zimmer started, Reggie Fowler was no longer a minority owner with the Vikings. He must have sold his shares of the company to someone else and maybe back to the Wilfs, who knows. But Reggie Fowler, 6 years in prison. That sucks. He seemed like a cool guy, but I don't know. There have been crypto scams. He's not the first one, so it sucks. That's crazy. Somebody with that amount of money and then they wind up in prison. What a way to go. I'm not dancing on anyone's grave here. You can tell. I'm not like, ha ha, look at this guy. I'm not. That, what a way to go. It's just, it's too bad, you know. Keep yourself clean, man. You obviously did super well for yourself. I mean, I don't know. You must have known it wasn't an honest thing. Surely you must have known. But anyhow, Vikings tell Cook he'll be released. Yeah, that was, yeah. But it was weird enough seeing him with number four anyway. It didn't make any sense. I don't like all that number four, number two stuff on running backs and whoever. It's kind of weird. I guess receivers, kind of. Running backs is real weird. Colleen Dan Durand says, football business is a tough business some days. Okay, yeah. Yeah, Mark Carlson says, tell me they have a plan. Well, they kind of do. They kind of do. Football business is a tough business. I like how you said that. It's true, though. It's true. Football business is a tough business. I do like that, actually, how that was said. As of July 18th, so we're jumping way ahead now from June 8th to July 18th, the big, big dry period. Minnesota announces throwback Vikings classic uniform. Yes, sir. So it's literally like a 70s look, like kind of like Tarkenton or even up into the 80s, I believe. It's got to be up to like, it's probably like Tarkenton up to Tommy Kramer-ish. And we're talking, it's the, similar worn into the 60s and 70s when the franchise made four Super Bowl appearances. Very cool. So we will wear them on week one in the home opener. That's really nice to know. Yeah, and it's a nice look. It's the kind of jerseys that guys like Tarkington, Sammy White, guys like that wore. Chuck Foreman, of course, aforementioned. They'll be worn in week one. Hopefully they're going to wear them more than once during the course of the season. Yeah, I like that deeper shade of purple. I actually like that better. I'm not going to lie. Other people were saying make them permanent. I can't really disagree with that at all. Like, it doesn't look weird. Like the Packers with like a blue and green, they look like the Michigan Wolverines when you go way, way back in the Packers history. Doesn't look anything like the Green Bay Packers. I'll take green and gold any day over like blue and gold. It's weird. Weird. Again, they look like the Michigan Wolverines, like 1890 version of the Michigan Wolverines at the end of the day. Aaron Rodgers having a conversation. Yeah, I mean, I can't hear it because the volume's off, but he's been talking with the NBC guys most of the time here, and why the heck not? Yep. I would love to see that, though. I'm very happy about the retro look. There's Hawkinson wearing it, all that cool stuff. All I get is the spinning circle here, and still no detailed picture. Yep, Hawkinson. It looks good, dang it. Of course, the helmet's the same, because it kind of has to be. I don't like it. I don't like how they look, but I've seen. Of course, there's worse things than that, though. It's not that bad. The uniforms are awesome. Continue. Sorry. Yeah, wonderful. And then we get into this. Vikings wide receiver, Jordan Addison. Of course, first-round pick. Remember that guy? Cited for driving 140 miles an hour. 140 miles an hour. And all I let off was, what an idiot.
Wow, what an asshole.
Yep. It's wonderful. Thanks, Jordan. Really appreciate that. He was going 140 miles an hour in a Lamborghini. I believe it was a Diablo. A Lamborghini. You haven't even played an NFL game yet and you're already driving a Lamborghini? I know you must be very, very, very confident, especially with the way he wore those funny-looking glasses and all that. And it's cool. It's a cool look, I guess. It's not as, you know, I think the NBA, they go way overboard to a point of kind of silly. Sorry, I'm going to say it. Go ahead and call me every name in the book and try to cancel me all you want, I guess. I've been canceled enough on Twitter. Hopefully with X, it'll get better because of, I don't know, I got a little too animated on Twitter sometimes because frustration during stupid plays and stuff. Anyhow, back to where I need to be. ESPN, this is Kevin Seifert, yep. Vikings rookie receiver Jordan Addison was cited Thursday morning for speed and reckless driving after an officer clocked him driving 140 miles an hour. This is July the 20th that this was posted. 140 miles an hour on a freeway just outside St. Paul, according to an incident report from Minneapolis State Patrol. Minnesota State Patrol, not Minneapolis, sorry. I believe this was 94. It was a Lamborghini Urus, not Diablo. Sorry, Diablo is more of a 90s thing, but it was around forever. I'll still take the 80s Countach any day, just because I'm just an old classic type. In a statement, the Vikings said, we are aware of last night's traffic incident involving Jordan Addison and are gathering additional information. Sorry. Sound like I'm going to start slurring speech. So, sorry for that. Jordan Addison's statement sounds like it came out of some kind of like a textbook or something. Yesterday morning, I made a mistake and used poor judgment. I recognize and own that. I'm going to learn from this and not repeat the behavior. I am truly sorry. I am truly sorry. Like, came out of some kind of AI or something. Oh, don't get me started on that. AI. But that was the AI version of Jordan Addison. At least I think so. According to the police report, a patrol officer was traveling eastbound on Interstate 94. Yep. Just after 3 a.m. Why are you driving 140 miles an hour at 3 a.m. anyway? When they observed a driver in a Lamborghini Urus driving 140 miles an hour in a 55 mile an hour zone. It's only 85 miles over the speed limit. Come on. Big deal. The trooper made a traffic stop and identified Addison as the driver. In Minnesota, drivers who are cited for speeds in excess of 100 miles an hour can have the driver's license revoked for at least 6 months. Woo! But they won't, because it's Jordan Addison, you know what I'm saying? They're not going to. Anyhow, Vikings rookies are due to report training camp Sunday with veterans. Cowabunga, dude. Okay. Oh, yeah, Jordan Addison did miss the training camp or whatever it was back in off-season program because of a minor injury. Maybe it was an ankle or something. That's just my guess. Was set to compete for a starting role in the Vikings' three-receiver formations. Well, if he doesn't make that, I'd be surprised. And talk during training camp is the guy is outstanding. He's outstanding with a Canadian accent. And he doesn't have a Canadian accent. I just throw that in. Every time I hear outstanding, I think of Canadian version of it. But he is, yeah, everything that I would have hoped and a lot of things I was talking about back during the draft when I actually did say he's the guy I would take. Of course, the quarterback, I didn't expect him to come anywhere near that spot, but whatever. I was still happy the Vikings took Jordan Addison, but he wasn't the friendliest guy apparently. Just kind of blowing the media off back in April when he had the injury and stuff. Kind of reminded me of William Avery years ago. When with the Timberwolves in 1999, when he was just kind of ignoring everybody. Players like Terrell Brandon and Garnett were signing autographs. William Avery just walks on by, I don't give a damn, leave me alone. So that's kind of weird. William Avery didn't score a single point in the scrimmage, not one point, and basically didn't score too many points in his NBA career. He was a complete frickin' bust. And he was, what, the 14th overall pick? Think about that. Jordan Addison, I don't think he's going to be William Avery. Thank God for that. Looks very exciting, very dynamic, extremely fast, can catch anything. And like I was comparing him to a Stephon Diggs type. Because you look at all the different receivers. Here in Minnesota, we've had a lot of good receivers. And if you're fortunate enough to go back to at least the early 90s, even the late 80s and stuff, with Anthony Carter, Chris Carter, Jake Reed, Randy Moss, Stephon Diggs many years later. I mentioned Randy Moss, right? You know, Matthew Hatchett. What was the other one? What's his name? Nate Burleson. He was really good. You know, he was a really nice player, Nate Burleson. And then he left right away because of the poison pill thing and all that. So Seattle got the revenge like a day later, basically throwing the same, oh, yeah, you do that to us, we'll do it to you now. When we got Steve Hutchinson, they got Nate Burleson and blah, blah, blah. To the point, though, we've had a lot of good receivers here in Minnesota. And what I saw out of Jordan Addison, it was like, yeah. I saw Stephon Diggs and Jordan Addison, at least from where he's coming from in college. So kind of like that hybrid guy who could play kind of slot and wide out. Can kind of beat you underneath and beat you deep as well. So very excited about what Jordan Addison can bring. Hopefully he will put this behind him, and that's it. No more of this, you know, no more crazy things going on. And obviously at 140 miles an hour, you know, you could, even the slightest mistake, you could die, and obviously take other people down with you. And when I say take them down, I mean, yeah, the wrong way of taking people down. Like, they literally are killed, rather than, like, hurt or anything. So, 140 miles an hour doesn't work for a human being, let me tell you. Gerald Sring says, nice way to start your NFL career. Kevin Pravacek responds with, nothing these guys do surprises me. Understood. Tane Brown coming in out of New Zealand says, send him to the Raiders. Might fit their culture better. Yeah, the Raiders are a mess, and it's funny. Of course, last time we got frickin', the other receiver, the one that didn't work out at all. You know, I've said his name about 100 million times. I probably don't want to say his name anymore. The one that went 7th overall and was a total bust. Anyhow, Dave Hickey says, I'm thinking he's going to be an arrogant person that thinks of himself, and that's it. Look at the way he acted on draft night, greedy and selfish. Yeah. He looked kind of like an asshole. He did. I agree. He looked kind of like a basketball player. Yeah, see, this is where I'm going to get myself in trouble. But, yeah, a lot of the NBA players in the draft are way too full of themselves. I'll just leave it at that. And, yep, the glasses, you know, they look cool and everything, but it's like you're trying too hard to be cool. Why not just let's go? Let's have some fun. Let's win. Let's win. Let's go all the way. And we have a chance to have the best offense in the entire NFL. Why the heck not? Hunter opts against holdout reports to the Vikings and didn't do anything. He was like, it was a hold-in rather than a holdout, which was kind of annoying. So, yeah, that's what the story was there. But eventually, Hunter did sign. I believe that's on here as well. 1 year, $20 million. So kind of a Favre type of contract, but several years later. Not quite adjusting to the inflation too well. Tim Blake, way to go, Hunter. Dave Vicky says, glad to hear it. I'm sure he will fake an injury until he gets restructured contract, and why wouldn't they? You got it, Dave. You got it right down the pipe. You hit it right out of the ballpark with that one. And I didn't post an update about his contract, so I apologize. But it's okay. You guys knew it before I did, I'm sure. Sometimes I'm very late, and I deeply apologize for that. 1 year, $20 million. Danielle Hunter is back with the Minnesota Vikings for at least one more year, and unfortunately, that's probably it. But odds are it is. This isn't the Minnesota Wild, though, with insanely bad salary cap situation. It's not a good cap situation, and you have to pay the piper and all that cute stuff. That's something we talked about a million times. And you can't keep kicking the can down the road and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. It's all true. It's all 100% true. But it's still not as bad a cap situation as the Minnesota Wild are in the next 2 years. Check out Brave the Wild, by the way. And Creates an Assist as well. Two great hockey shows. Creates an Assist podcast, but Brave the Wild for sure. He didn't give me a shout-out on his most recent show. That's mean. But that's okay. It's life. It really is. Yep, I mean, this wasn't the most exciting offseason in the history of the world. But at least there's some hope coming forward. Why do I have a feeling there's a call-in, though? Supposedly I had a call-in for Freedom of Thought not too long ago. But I swear I saw a call-in from Gerald. And I'm going to start digging around here, if you'll be able to bear with me. I swear I did. I don't think it was anyone else. It might have even been Mark, but I think there is. Yep. Yes, there is. Okay, Maybe I did record. Maybe I did save this, but I'm gonna get this up here in 1 second.
Liar, liar, liar!
Oops, no, that was a Freedom of Thought call. So my apologies. That goes to Freedom of Thought. And that one was posted already. That one was put on the Freedom of Thought episode that was recorded in early July. So, sorry. So, I guess there were no call-ins for this episode, and that's totally fine. Unless, I don't think I missed anybody. Supposedly, I missed a different guy, though, for Freedom of Thought, but that's a different thing. We'll get that squared away someday, eventually, figure out something. So, yes, I apologize for that. Yeah. My apologies for maybe the strangeness of this. I thought there was something, but maybe that's what it was. It was kind of my memory was being triggered in the wrong place, wrong time, and all that. But I'm going to try to get back to the Vikings here. Maybe some thoughts and all that about where guys might end up, certain players. But the good news is, again, that Jordan Addison appears to be completely moving in the right direction. God, I hate Yahoo. Ugh. You know, I used to love Yahoo. Now you click on stuff and it just sits there like an idiot. You know, it used to be so reliable, but it isn't anymore. So, all right, bleep Yahoo. Let's go with Our Lads. A lot of people probably like this more anyway. Yep, Our Lads. So I'll go over the depth chart very quickly here. Justin Jefferson, wide receiver. I mean, Justin Jefferson, Jordan Addison, and the third receiver is K.J. Osborne, like slot receiver, I suppose. Yep, Christian Darrisaw, Ezra Cleveland. And there's rumors going around about Ezra Cleveland would like to move back to tackle, and it's probably planning on leaving the Minnesota Vikings at the end of the season to go back to his natural position of tackle. That's where he was drafted. It's, tackle position, we should be safe here. We should be pretty strong here. Left tackle, Christian Darrisaw. Right tackle, Brian O'Neill sounds like he's totally healthy again. Main tight end is T.J. Hockenson. Ed Ingram is the right guard, and that's why we had somebody brought in recently, possibly, or maybe Ezra Cleveland. Garrett Bradbury, of course, has resigned. He's the main center. Austin Schlottman had a broken leg, if I remember correctly, late last year, but I got to believe he's recovered and ready to go again. It's nice to have him back. Chris Reed also is back with the Vikings. He can play guard and center. Blake Brandel played guard and center, or was more of a left tackle, actually. Left and right tackle as things took place. He was okay. Josh Oliver brought in recently in the offseason. It's been fantastic blocking tight end, pretty much the best there is. Kirk Cousins, Nick Mullins, and Jaren Hall are the quarterbacks, of course. Alexander Mattison remains the main running back, but you got Ty Chandler, Kenny Nwangwu, Dwayne McBride, guys like that. Very interesting there. CJ Ham is the fullback. Dean Lowry. So right now, Dean Lowry's looked as a starter. Kyrus Tonga. Yep, he had some great moments. Harrison Phillips was pretty good. Daniel Hunter, obviously, is back. Jordan Hicks is looked on as one of the captains and very well respected. Good to have him back, and he's not real expensive. Brian Osamo was very exciting. Marcus Davenport was an addition in the offseason. Blackman is slotted in right now as a starter. The other guy that people have been talking about like crazy, and they're not even showing him here, which is weird, but because he was like an undrafted free agent, is Pace. A lot of people are very excited about Pace coming in from Cincinnati. Conversation about him, they're like, this guy at dead minimum is Mr. Mankato. Like, he is the guy kind of to be, one of the most exciting guys to come in as a undrafted free agent, but also at the same time that there's really something there. There's something there. It's just that he's undersized a bit. Ivan Pace, of course, is his name. He's only 5'10", which is rare for a linebacker, so he's undersized. But the thing is, you're going against, pretty good players all over the place. If you make it to college and you dominate to the level Ivan Pace did, he was basically the best linebacker in college football. But his size completely left him out of the draft. Like, he was completely left out of the draft because of his size. So it's kind of sad, but true. A lot of people are very excited about what Ivan Pace could bring. So that's a little bit of training camp talk. And again, he's at bare minimum a Mr. Mankato, a training camp hero. But talk is he could end up being a hell of a lot more than that. He has even been taking snaps with the ones. Ivan Pace, undrafted rookie, taking snaps with the ones. Because, well, he's good. And for somebody to dominate as well as he did, see, right now he's looked on as a third stringer, at least according to Our Lads, but I got a feeling that's going to change very quickly. We also had a catastrophic injury to... why aren't they showing him? yeah, and it's not fun at all. I'm not meaning to chuckle. It's a nervous chuckle. It's Lynch, unfortunately, an ACL. Lynch, yep, remember he was a defensive lineman we took, I believe, just 2 years ago. You know, at minimum, a nice depth guy, rotation kind of guy. But ACL, unfortunately for him, he's oot for the season. Lewis Steen has had flashes here and there, but then he's not that good. And another guy who was injured most of the, was kind of oft injured, and he's not been all that impressive so far either, Andrew Booth Jr. We'll see if things will change in the not-too-distant future, but so far he's been disappointing. Blackman, he's a potential starting cornerback. Did I say linebacker? I hope I didn't say that. Potential cornerback, Metellus and Harrison Smith have been good, Cameron Bynum. Lewis Steen is not winning the number one job so far, unfortunately. Caleb Evans, people have been talking very positively about him as one of the starting cornerbacks. Nickelback, Byron Murphy Jr. Very like, yeah, people love him. He's probably the best cornerback we got. Cornerback. Who is the... Why are they showing him? That's really strange. Why are they showing the guy that we got from New England? That's kind of weird. So, but I remember we signed a player from New England in the off season. And talk is, yeah, he actually, well, he, and I remember mentioning him and saying how, yeah, he's a guy that could end up being something because, well, he was highly touted. And it's not like he was a bust. He was hurt. He missed a ton of time. So my fault there as I learned more about him over the course of time. And I don't know, Andrew Booth Jr. again, he's another one that people aren't all too excited about at the moment, unfortunately. Hopefully that changes in the not too distant future. That's who it is. Joe Juan Williams. Second round pick just a couple of years ago. He's only 25 years of age, coming in from the Patriots. Looks real good and could be a starting cornerback for the Vikings coming up. And he's 6'3". He's one of those bigger ones. So cornerbacks used to be like 5'10 and stuff. And then you had guys like Herman Moore just catching the ball, just standing there and reaching up and catching the ball because the little short guy couldn't stop him. So cornerbacks have gotten bigger over the years. No interceptions so far for Joan Williams, but we'll see if that changes coming down out of Vanderbilt. Second round, 13th pick into the second round in 2019. So there's something there, and he's only 25. So, all right, just kind of interesting thoughts going around and what guys can do. Our lads is a nice thing. It's a nice page, and it does suck to hear about the injury to Lynch. Yep, James Lynch, IR. That's damn unfortunate. I believe there's a receiver, Malik Knowles, also. So, unfortunately, NFL, yeah. So, there's another couple of players that have had injuries over the course of time. But luckily, outside of James Lynch, nothing too crazy so far. And you hope things don't get too crazy coming forward with injuries. I feel bad for James Lynch. He's a nice player, you know. He's a nice player. And it was very sad to hear that, to be quite honest. Only 24 years of age. Hopefully, he can still carve out a very nice NFL career, recover from this. And prayers to you. Absolutely prayers to you, James Lynch, for a full recovery. You know, thank you, Lord, for a full recovery for James Lynch. No doubt about that. Defensive end, number 92, Minnesota Vikings. So I think that's about it. Jalen Reagor, guys, you know, he obviously wasn't all that impressive last year. Some people think he might even get cut. You never know. It could happen. Who knows? We certainly have a strength at wide receiver. We made some picks and some additions and blah, blah, blah. Who knows? Who knows what's going to happen? Blake Prohl looks like he's still showing up in at least the training camp at the very least. With that said, I think I've said enough. I don't need to babble too much more. We're about at that magical low 50s here, which is usually where I go, low to mid 50s or so when it comes to minutes on the... on the Tying Up Loose Ends episode. Can't thank you enough for listening to the show. Please tell your friends. Don't be afraid to call in like Gerald has done, Mark has done, Dave Hickey did in the past, and he's more than welcome to do it again. Basically, all you got to do is pick up your phone, open up your smart device, open a free voice recording app, which every phone has, and you can download them as well. Just press record, talk into it like a normal phone call, and when you're done, hit stop and share it send it to PaladinoLive@yahoo.com. PaladinoLive@yahoo.com. I will then convert it into an MP3 file thanks to M4A to MP3 Cloud. It's actually a different name. Cloud Convert. That's what it really is. Cloud Convert. Because they've turned out to be more reliable than the other one. It was Zumzar of late. But I use both, but Cloud Convert has been really nice. So I've got to give them a free plug. And they deserve it, dang it. They're instantaneous. They seem to be really good. So really appreciate them. The Twitter account @PurpleMafiaShow, Facebook.com/PurpleMafiaShow. All that will be in the show description. Give a positive rating if you could. It's been lonely and stupid lately. If you could give a positive rating on Apple Podcasts or any of the other apps that allow you to do that, it would be greatly appreciated. I'll give you a shout out for sure. Gold star to Mark Carlson on this show. He is the reigning gold star of the year last year. Off to a good start, I guess you could say. But gold star to Mark Carlson, Dave Hickey ringing in the silver. And Colleen's going to bring in the bronze. What do you think of that? That was her debut post, too. Bringing in the bronze. Thank you very much. God bless all of you, and we'll talk to you very soon. Skol Vikings, stay healthy.